Welcome, everyone, to the Let's Talk ICP podcast. My name is Javier Arroyo, the host of Let's Talk ICP podcast. Today is our episode number 59, and I'm super excited to have the core team of ChineSight. ChineSight is a really, really cool project based in Dubai. Basically, it's a cross-chain project that they have synchronized different data using chain key cryptography. This data is raw and then processed and delivered to any chain, any destination chain. And this is super cool. I just introduced briefly, but they are going to dive in more in what are they doing, what is ChainSight. That is super cool. And today, yeah, we have a strong team. We have Wasim Fukase. He's the co-founder and the CEO of ChineSight. And then we have as well Sunpei. He's the co-founder and the CTO. Welcome, guys. And thank you so much for your time and to share what you are doing with all the Let's Talk ICP audience.
Thank you very much, Javier.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, let's start, to know more about you guys. Maybe Wasim, you can start, and then Sunpei, tell us more about you, your background before we start ChineSight. What is your experience? I assume both of you are developers because the project is related with, like, it's a developer tool. But please, go ahead.
Sure. Hi, everyone. My name is Wasim Fukase. I'm actually originally from Japan, Tokyo. But lived across multiple areas, including India, UAE, and New York, back in the US. Now I'm currently based in Dubai for the past 13 years. My background is actually coming from family office investments, handling $3.2 billion back in 2013, 14. Came into crypto 2017, started kind of working into angels as well as like VCs, Web3 VC focused, based in Dubai. And I'm actually going backwards. So now I'm coming into startup. And I've actually met Sunpei here about 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago. And we started kind of looking into what we really want to kind of focus into. Yeah, that's basically my background, and I'm giving to Sunpei, my co-founder, CTO, who's the brain of this ChainSight.
Yep, thanks for introduction. I'm Sunpei, CTO of ChainSight, and I came here to this space in 2017 as a developer, building an enterprise wallet and a backend system for some crypto exchanges in Japan. Then I was independent to be a freelancer to contribute to some protocols, such as like NFT marketplace or DeFi protocols. And like when I was like building like another protocol as a Solidity dev, I realized that we're not able to like access to large amount of data from the on-chain applications. For instance, if we want to use like data-driven decision-making logics in your smart contract, you need data, but we can't because blockchain is just a state machine and we can only see the current state, not the past events. So like that's the point, inception, that I wanted to build the concept of ChainSight and now focusing on building it with Wasim and other members.
That's cool. Thank you guys for the introduction. And then, yeah, please explain to the audience, what is exactly ChineSight? I'm super curious, and the audience as well, to understand better the cool project that you are doing, the developer tool. And if you can, like give us a few insights, an overview about ChineSight.
Okay, yeah. ChineSight is basically an on-chain data hub. Like you can access any kind of data, not only like on-chain historical data, but also like off-chain, for instance, RWA data. This is a, like basic like concept of ChainSight. Anyone can access to the like public data from the ChainSight. And like for developers' perspective, like we provide a neutral network, neutral platform where any developer can be an Oracle provider. Any developer can access the data directly from your applications. So like in the case that if you are building on-chain applications such as DeFi on Sklo network, for instance, you can bring the data you need to like Sklo network to integrate it with your applications and like without using off-chain pledges. So like, they're like great players, like in terms of the, like Oracle, such as Chainlink, for instance, like they provide some types of data for on-chain applications. And we're not, technically speaking, we're not an Oracle provider. We're provide a platform in place where any developer can be an Oracle provider without relying on their rules. So like, creating the platform for developers to be like accessed by applications. This is like motivations, but like more broadly speaking, like we can like, we are on-chain data hub where anyone can access any data, including on-chain and off-chain data.
Mm-hmm. That's great. When you mentioned you are not an Oracle provider, I also saw in your Twitter account is saying like modular Oracle. Can you explain more about this? What is exactly the modular Oracle and like how you are like giving the tools to the developers to be like the Oracle provider, but you are not? One question that I'm interested to know.
Sure. We provide a chain side CLI, which allows developers to build and deploy any kind of canisters to be like oracles for your applications. And then like in the chain side network, there are mainly three types of canisters, three types of components. One is indexer, and second one is lens. That is kind of the logic. And then relayer. Relayer means the like bridging the data for cross-chain perspective. So like combining these types of the components, like you can create the data you need for your applications cost efficiently. So like once someone deploy, for instance, indexer of the flies, for instance, like if you want to like consume ETH flies from somewhere, you need the like indexer of the ETH flies data. But like once someone deploy that kind of like indexer, you don't need to deploy it again. You can reuse it, so without reconstructing it. So like it's like more modular network, more composable network, and like we don't need to deploy four things, just like leveraging existing components for your use cases. That is the concept of the modular Oracle network.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's great. And then, yeah, if you go to the beta.chainside.network, you have different, you can explore, you have different components and home as well. That's cool because I see like you have different risk indicators, like realized volatility that calculates the volatility of the Ethereum USD price in 24 hours, implied volatility, index volatilities, crypto volatility index as well, and then the market, right? I see the chain side 20, that is basically a cutting edge crypto market index inspired by the S&P 500. You have also the S&P 500, S&P Global REIT, the SPDR Gold shares, the ETF. Like, what is exactly the difference? Like, if I go through any exchange and I can check these prices or check in chain side. I assume it's totally on chain through like chain key cryptography. And before maybe to dive in more in why you choose ICP to build chain side, if you can, you know, give us more details about this beta chain side and what is exactly these different indicators and markets and how it works and how you integrate in chain side.
Yeah, like we're now creating some types of data, as you mentioned, S&P 500, Jensen 20, which is a critical market index, and other like price volatility, for instance, we have some variety of data on top of the beta version of the Jensen UI. And that's because like we want to show like use cases, like what we can do on top of the chain side. So that is like one of the examples. And the basic concept is that we're not Oracle provider, we are the platformer. So anyone can be an Oracle provider. So if we want to create and like prepare some kind of data from existing data sources, for instance, ETH node or like Avalanche node, Scroll node, any data source, you can create any data on top of the chain side network. Like that is like basic things. And for ICP things, like why we chose ICP is because there's like a lot of unique features. Audience might know the like uniqueness of the ICP, but like one of them which is a special ECDSA, which means that we can sign directly to the outside network from the ICP network. So like to synchronize some data for outside network, it's easier and more secure, not using off-chain, not relying on the off-chain pledges, but directly sign it to sync the data across chains. So like that is like why we chose it. ICPs, they're like one of the good answer to be cross-chain platform.
Mm-hmm. The ECDSA, that's great. And then how was the process? For example, when you like have in mind deploy chain side, you like check other blockchains and you know and try to like compare other blockchains with internet computer, and then you decided to go through chain side. And maybe yeah, here like Wasim can give us more insights because I'm also curious like how you like start the project right in itself. Normally, you know, everything coming from one idea, one conversation. Not sure if between you guys, Wasim and Shunpei, like how start like everything right to do chain side, and then how like you know decided to build on ICP. You mentioned the ECDSA. I maybe assume that this other, maybe scalability, infinite horizontal scalability, or the reverse gas fee model, or the chain key cryptography in general, you know, to integrate totally on-chain time side without oracles, without intermediaries. I assume there are a few unique features. But yeah, I'm curious, like how like you start chain side, how start sure. The conversations and how like everything start basically. Yeah.
So it was interesting. So when we started kind of mingling together as a team, we were actually going through like different, you know, aspects of why don't we do DeFi. We're actually from a team of like DeFi backgrounds. And when we were looking into it, Shunpei's idea of, as he mentioned, kind of struck into it. And so we were actually based in Dubai, and probably like 2 years ago, it wasn't still as, you know, crypto hub as it is right now. But luckily, I think, and this is also coming from, you know, meeting the right person at the right moment. Shunpei was actually going through a lot of different technical chains on how we can deploy ChainSide as a concept. And probably spent about 3 months him going into different chains, understanding, even getting invitation from them on a monthly basis, like as like a school education. But the conclusion was that ICP has basically the future that would kind of bring the concept of ChainSide into life. And really, really, really coincidentally, I had a quick chat with one of my good friends back in Dubai, and they were able to kind of bring in Divinity Foundation to Dubai. So that was the very first time actually Divinity Foundation members, including Dominic himself, the VPs like Lomesh, they actually kind of touched ground in Dubai. This was way before ICPGCC Hub started. Had a great kind of dinner, started talking about the concept of it, and that's when we struck, you know, it's like relationship. It's like, oh, okay, I want to date this girl, right? And that's where we started building the concept of it, the Divinity Foundation. And from our side also, we thought that this is something Divinity really needs as a project, because there isn't a project. When you look into any kind of chains, there isn't such thing, right? So that was kind of the beauty of the storytelling of how it became like a chain site.
That's cool. Yeah. And also, yeah, I'm appreciated like Saed. Saed is the founder of one of the ICP hubs, exactly in the Dubai, in the UAE region. And also the Crypto Oasis guys as well. They are doing an amazing job. And yeah, in general, Definity Foundation, Dominic, Ricardo, you mentioned Lomesh and other Definity folks. They're traveling a lot to Dubai. They love Dubai. It's a great place to do business. It's a great place to showcase the unique capabilities of internet computer. Yeah, I'm super excited that, you know, the Dubai ecosystem in terms of blockchain and knowledge is really high. Also, there are a lot of investors, VCs, and a lot of people interested in the blockchain ecosystem. And I'm so proud that ICP is growing really well and healthy and organically in the region. And that's something amazing. Great. Yeah, focusing again in more like technical aspect of chain side. I'm curious as well if you can, Shunpei, introduce the price oracle. Basically, if I'm understanding, this is the price oracle provides like simple data relay that allows any chain to reference the price of the token or token pairs, and then, you know, use these token pairs or this price for trading platforms or for DEXs or whatever. What is exactly, if you can, you mentioned before the three the indexes, right? Lens and Relayer, if I'm not wrong. But if you can dive in more in this specific feature, the price oracle, and why it's so important for chain side.
Okay, yeah, good question. So assuming if we want to build a price oracle, like it's simple to create with chain side. Like you can clone our showcase repo from our GitHub and build it with chain side CLI, like just typing that like some commands, and it can be deployed on the chain side network without any permissions. So that is like, that would be the like price oracle or any like volatility oracle, for instance, like any kind of oracles can be deployed with the like simple steps. And in chain side, like as I mentioned, like many types of canister smart contracts are available as a component data, like component data modules, I mean. So like by combining some of these components, you can efficiently prepare the data you need for your applications. And like three types of the like components are indexer, lens, and relayer. And indexer is responsible to collect the data from the data sources that you designate, like any data sources you can. And it collected any data, including the like specifying the smart contract address or HTTP endpoint, it doesn't matter, but like stores that data on top of their indexer components. And that is like, that it'll be available for like chain side network. So that is the first step, to collect the data and storing it onto the indexer, which is also like canister smart contract. And second one is the like lens. Lens is a pure logic to like modify to like reformat to calculate some things with raw data. So like indexer has a raw data and Lens converts the data to be a more useful format, a useful like result for like according to the like purposes. So like providing the way to make data available for the applications. And the last one is the relayer. And relayer is just to synchronize the data for your destination chains. So like it's okay, like if you wanna use the data directly on top of the ICP ecosystems, you don't need to deploy relayer. But in the case that if you are EVM developer and want to use it for your like destination chain, for instance, Arbitrum, Optimism, or Linear, some other EVM chains, it's easier to deploy the layer to like bring the data for your destination chains to be used by your applications. So like that is like three components. And so like we already like deployed some types of their like existing use cases. One of the like, which is the price volatility. Ease price volatility is available for anyone. So like if you wanna use it for your like another types of EVM chains, you can just deploy the relayer to bring the data outside to your applications. So like that is like composability. You don't need to like deploy whole things, but only necessary components on top of the network to be used cost efficiently.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's so technical, but that's really well explained. And also,
I think just to kind of also add on to that conversation, I think when it comes to maybe the, as Shinpei was mentioning about cost efficiency, right? We have been doing a lot of different kind of calculation using if, for example, if Ethereum has this, what would chainside be in terms of maintenance cost? What is the, you know, deploying canister? And that is something, it's really, really impressive in terms of it. There's always a narrative in the market when you're talking about, you know, I'm not going to name it, but, you know, this has raised $100 million. This has, you know, there is a FOMO to it. But when it comes to the base infrastructure of it, I think chainside kills it all, right? So the concept to actually building and deploying at the current moment, this is something pretty impressive thing to actually deploy.
Mm-hmm. And these deployments and all these you know, price oracles and you know, the indexes, Lens, relayers, and all this stuff that we are talking, I'm curious, like, how ICP is orchestrating the magic of chainside. If you can explain a little bit more the management canister and like how like you send the information, if it's through the HTTP out calls, through this management canister to maintain the chainside platform, like how you, like you interact and connect with ICP and send all these orders.
Yeah, like regarding management canisters, like obviously like we are leading on like ICP tags, like including threshold ECDSA and HTTP out calls. Like indexers are like always like access to the like external endpoints. That means that like it's depends on the HTTP out calls and like get the data with the consensus of the ICP and then like storing it on the indexer. And also like relayer part, like it's called like threshold ECDSA. That means like a management canister provides that kind of the functions, and we rely on that part. So like, yeah, behind the chain side, a lot of technologies are provided by ICP, Divinity Foundations are there. And then, yeah, we're using it. Like, but like for users, like obviously like you don't need to care about the like ICP stacks. That's why we are providing CLI, chainside CLI. So which allows like the main purpose is for like EVM developers. it allows any EVM developers to deploy like necessary canister smart contract on top of chain side without deep knowledge of the ICP itself. So like ideally speaking, like you won't care about anything. Right now, like it a little bit like depends on like DFX command or like something kind of that. Like so you have to a little bit know about the like ICP stacks, even if like we provide like we are providing the chainside CLI. But in the near future, like we're gonna provide and like more refined version of the chainside CLI, which will allow developers to like yeah, without any like care about the like ICP related stuff, that it'd be like more ideal even for ICP ecosystem, because like we want to get more like users on top of ICPs. So like it's kind of like we want to be a more like intermediate player, like welcoming the like other like more broader developers coming into the like ICP ecosystems, that'll be more like beneficial both of us.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, that's great. Thank you for that. And then another thing, because we discussed about first the whole like chain side provide simple data, that's perfect with the price oracle. Then we discuss about the management, how like through the ICP management canister we can maintain the chain side platform. And now like my third question is like how like chain side like collect the data, right? If I'm not wrong, we have like three different ways to collect the data. Basically, the first one is from Web2, if I'm not wrong, through the HTTP outcalls. Then the second one is like collect the data on chain through ICP directly, and then through the IBM, I think it calls Snapshot Indexer, IBM, but definitely Shunpei, you can give us more ideas and explain better.
Yeah, sure. Like basic concept is the same among those three like types of canisters. Like fetching the data from the Ethereum node or EVM node. Well, this is the like EVM snapshot indexer. And like fetching the data from like other canisters, that is the ICP like snapshot indexer. And then like calling the HTTP endpoint from the Web2 side, that is the HTTP snapshot indexer. So like indexer has some typos there, like technically speaking, but like a basic concept is like fetching the data from some data sources and then like collecting the data and storing the data on top of the indexers. So like it doesn't matter which like endpoints you like specify, HTTP endpoint, that's fine, and like Ethereum like contract address, that is be also fine. Like which data should be like collected according to your purposes. So like you can decide any data sources, any format, like any intervals, or like and then like if you wanna use chainside CLI, there would be a like YAML file, which is the configurations to specify which is the data source and what is the interval to synchronize data, like some kind of like items you can like specify. And then like based on the YAML file, the WASM contract, WASM module would be generated by like executing the CLI. Like, so that is like basic concept. So like it depends on like your purposes, but like basically speaking, we can like collect data from any data sources. And like types are like, yeah, there is some types.
Mm-hmm. That's so interesting. Yeah. Yeah, in terms also like the what is the idea here of chain side for the future? Now I'm assuming you are you have the POC and the MVP. When are you trying to launch this project? What is your future perspective and forecast for chain side? I don't know, for the next 6 months, 1 year, what is your idea here?
Sure. Let me answer. So as maybe we can call it a roadmap, right? We already actually have the product ready, and we've been kind of on a, I wouldn't say stealth, but trying to kind of get a lot of feedbacks from different protocols that's getting onboarded. The first target was actually going into layer ones, layer twos, to data synchro with them. So we've been actually approaching different ecosystems, including ICP, to kind of data sync. And then from there, what we're trying to do is from the ecosystem side, they try to kind of give us the protocols who may need the need of ChainSight. So that's one. Along with it, we have our great BD team, operation team, going through different protocols, including DeFi, including gamings, social fis. And not only, so when you hear about these, it's mainly the, you know, the Web3 terms. But when, what we also are trying to kind of poach is institutional finance or the Web2 side of it, right? So as everyone should understand is that ChainSight can be used by any industries, because what we're trying to do, aim, is basically build it on chain, right? And that's a focus when, and people will not tell when it comes to Web2, say they're gonna come into Web3, they just do it, right? And that's the kind of the beauty of having ChainSight there so people can use it. Right now, as next 6 months, I would say maybe the dashboard is coming. So it's basically the visualization of the data, analytics, will be coming in, and this will be more released into maybe, I would say, next to 6 to 8 weeks time, which is kind of ready. We already have everything kind of set up. It's beautiful, actually. And it's, we're very much confident in terms of supplying that dashboard. So imagine we're being like a baby of Chainlink and doing analytics, but focused on chain, right? Then what can we actually change this industry in terms of it? But our aim within 6 months is to probably have, as a platform, not Oracle providers, but to have dApps, founders, developers to actually touch it and start using it. So more decentralization of Oracles. So that's one thing. And there's other features like bulk relayer, quantitative asset ratings, which I would like to pass it to Shunpei to maybe discuss. And this is something amazing also as ChainSight.
Yeah, one thing to add, like I want to emphasize like quantitative asset rating stuff. And we are now doing research about how to analyze stable coins, only focusing on the quantitative historical data. That means that like once we like kind of like deploy the formula based on the on-chain transactions to analyze which stablecoin is more stabilized, like in terms of the mathematical perspective. And then like once it deployed, like we can access it like without any permission. And it's automatically being updated like without like any stoppers. And then like, so like right now, like we are now writing a paper, academic paper, that will be like published in a month, I guess. But like after that, we're gonna deploy this kind of like one of the example of the stable coin ratings. And then like everyone can use that showcase. And also like if you wanna add the component, any component on top of the like examples. So like that means that like you can collect any like your rating stuffs on top of our like examples. So like that is like one of the like exciting use cases we are building right now. So like that'd be good. Like I'm excited to like to publish it in the near future.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. That's great. And how many people are working now with you? It's like a small team. Your idea is like hire more maybe in the future, or so far so good. You are mute, Wasim.
Hey, sorry. So we're currently 8 team members. We've got 4 advisory on board. So if I want to go more specific, we have basically the operation team and the developer team. So us two being in the management, we've got 2 BD, background of DeFi, background of ecosystem growth, on well-known names, right? And I think on the developer side, this is pretty amazing. Like I haven't really heard about it, and I'm really proud. Shunpei and the other developer team, there's total 4. They've been working for almost 8+ years, almost 10 years, right? Since they've graduated like universities. And the speed, this you know, the how they work, it's like art. Okay. So we have been kind of building our team members in terms of different backgrounds, different kind of mindsets, not only, you know, crypto focus, but variety of it. And we're also proud of having 4 advisory right now, in terms of, say, the business side of it or regulation side of it. We've got 2 renowned professors on board who is working with Shunpei directly. And as he mentioned about the quantitative asset ratings, they're coming out with papers, academic papers. And I think I strongly believe that education is very important in terms of in crypto. It's not only us, but also the who are in crypto also. And that's something that we really focus on. From economic point of view, macroeconomic, and that's kind of the aim also. But as I do believe that we need to also grow at the same time, especially on, say, both operation and developer side. So we are looking into a lot of, you know, different channels, different people, referrals, talking to people every single day. I don't think I have personally eaten by myself for past 2 years. So every day out meeting people, getting feedbacks, and I think that's when you start connecting with people to understand if they're the believer of what Chainsight is really doing.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, great team, proud of them, and I believe Chainsight can massively change the industry itself. So yeah.
And this is a strong team. You mentioned 8 members, all like with like high capabilities, top-notch guys, you know, with like high skills. How like you're basically founding, or how are you financing yourself? Not sure exactly if you got some grants from Definity, or you have VCs or some investors back to you and support you, or this is just like a project believer that you are working almost for free, doing, you know, everything, and then in the future you will get rewards. I don't know exactly, but
okay.
You can give us some insights.
Of course. So, you know, me being more on the business side, you know, people have to eat, right? So right now with Definity Foundation, we have been getting 2 grants actually, and it's the very first grant in the Middle East region as a project to be received. And we really thanks Definity Foundation for that. And I think in terms of, you know, how we sustain ourselves is also from venture capitalists, angels, that we currently have onboarded. We're going to be looking into more depth in upcoming month to scale our projects. So that's something that I'm kind of focused right now. Yeah. Especially not really sure when this episode will be coming out, but there's gonna be first kind of like token 2049 Dubai edition coming up as an event. And there's 10,000 people coming in, right, in a small city. And that's, I think, one way of addressing ourselves in terms of marketing ourselves and the right people in the right timing. And that's something we're going to be really working on, actually, right now.
Yeah, we will be published this podcast this Monday.
Okay.
In 4 days. And nice. And what about the team? Sorry, what about the partners? The team we discussed before. I'm curious more about the partners. ICP is pretty strong in general. The ecosystem, the communities, everyone is supporting themselves, and everyone, you know, like are partner with other projects. And this is like a lot of different, you know, not cross selling, but cross support, that even between different industries, different sectors. In general, this is something like I want to stand out about the ICP community and more the ICP ecosystem, that everyone like have a good relation, everyone have, you know, good conversations between them, everyone is ready to support and give some advice. In your case, in case of ChainSight, is any other projects, maybe in Dubai or outside Dubai, across the globe, that you are in conversations, that you want to be part, or you want to help them or support them, or vice versa? Or this is now not priority and it's more now focusing in BD and deploy the product? Or yes, I don't know, like if you can share more about these partnerships, if you have some of them or not.
Sure. So again, with the Internet Computer Divinity Foundation, we do believe that the community is there, and they're the hardcore, you know, the fans of the tech side of it. And we have been, you know, especially with Shunpei being the front face in the Divinity Foundation for ChainSight, he's been getting a lot of good, you know, communities, not only from, you know, where we're from, Japan, but from this region in the Middle East, from US, like, you know, Javier kind of pitching us on the podcast also. But we want to reach out to every single aspects of the regions. And not only, you know, coming into partnership, when it comes to partnership, it means the ecosystem. So as ChainSight can kind of factor in EVM, Bitcoin integration has been done with Divinity Foundation. I think a few days back, announced about upcoming non-EVM side of it integration. Those are the chains we would be definitely working with, and also the founders, developers in every country of it. The goal here is to actually give back something to the developer community also. So once we do have some kind of, you know, activity, much more upcoming activity, we will be kind of focusing on the education side, maybe work with universities on developing developers, right? And yeah, I've been poking Shunpei with that also all the time. So I know he has a lot in place, but I'm basically giving him more tasks. And yeah, I hope he's not really angry at me.
No, we're fine.
Yeah, guys, of course, this is important, right? Like the education, universities. I know Syed is working so hard there in the ICP Hub UAE. Also here in North America as well. Definitely, you can count with us here in the ICP Hub Canada and the US. We are so, you know, so proud to represent Internet Computer and also showcase different projects and promote different cool teams. Definitely, you are one of them. We are proud to you know, to support you and spread the word about SciNSide together with SAER and other hubs. You have our full commitment and our full support. Also, yeah, I'm also pretty excited with the upcoming enhancements, as you mentioned, the SciNSide dashboard, the quantitative asset ratings, the bulk relayer, and all the new cool features that you are planning for the next months. And then, yeah, I think we discuss more or less about everything related with the project. I'm not sure if you want to add your last words or something that is in your mind now, Wasim or Shunpei.
Okay, I'll go first. So definitely to the listeners of this podcast, it's basically now or never, right? So if you're looking for something that you want to be a part of, I think ChainSide is a great tool for you to integrate with, and we'll support you in any ways. So please feel free to kind of, you know, DM us on Twitter. We'll have our Discord channel kind of coming up, Telegram channel. Anything you feel like you need to integrate with ChainSide, you can come to us, or you know, come to Javier himself for intro. So yeah, happy to work with any founders, any developers, any analysts, anyone who could be a fan of ChainSide. So yeah, please follow us on Twitter for more information.
What is the address exactly? The handle, Twitter handle?
For the ChainSide, it's basically @ ChainSide, CHAINSIGHT _. So
that's cool. Thank you. Shunpei, your last thoughts?
Yeah, if someone from the listener who are interested in like building data for their applications, like yeah, it'll be great to have like discussions and like let's talk about it, and then yeah, please feel free to like reach out to us anytime in any way. Yeah, I'll be waiting for your like feedbacks or like some kind of like yeah, discussions. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Thank you, guys. And where we can meet in person, the ChainSide team? You will be in Token 2049. What is your ideas? What is the next conferences? Or because as you know, like always, is good, you know, like discuss directly with the team. We had an amazing experience, for example, in ETH Denver, that Orally or Octopus Network or you know, ICME or the Merger Labs and other projects were there, you know, mingling and talking, doing yeah, demos. Always is good showing in these conferences. Are you planning to be in some conferences for the next months that people can directly reach out to you in person?
Sure. So starting from April, we've got Token 2049 in Dubai. We'll be basically hosting some of the side events, working also with ICPGCC on kind of promoting the ChainSide. We're also planning to jump into maybe some conferences in Japan for July, August. Also ECC will be one of the targets. I think that's in Belgium in July. Consensus in May. Sorry, I'm jumping into different dates, but consensus in the States also end of May. That would be something that one of our team members will be there for sure. Say Token 2049 in Singapore in September. And again, October, November in different part of the world. So we'll be around also. We'll be as much as active, including maybe with Divinity Foundation, you know, to get to be recognized also. We're not, you know, even though it's a developer tool, we're not like very focused, you know, the guys. the nerd guys. We're very outgoing. So yeah, just come say hi anytime you want to.
Cool. Yeah, that's the way to go. That's the way to go. The Metaverse is a good community, but at the end of the day, you want to reach to everyone. And that's the way to be massive and get, you know, like onboarding users in China side. And yeah, man, that's a lovely conversation with you guys. I learned a lot about China side, about all the good activities and good stuff that you are doing. Again, yeah, if you want to reach out to them, please reach out to Twitter directly or reach out to me and I can introduce them. Of course, we have Wasim Fukase, the co-founder and CEO of ChainSight, and Shunpei as well, co-founder and CTO. It's a really pleasure. Like, all the best, guys, for the next months and years. Definitely, if you need help in Canada, USA, I'm so happy to support you as well. And yeah, thank you so much for your time and to share with us all the ICP, Let's Talk ICP community. Thanks for sharing all the cool stuff that you are doing, guys.
Thank you very much for your time, Javier, and thank you very much for all the listeners.
Awesome. Yeah, take care. See you soon. Bye.
Yeah, great time. Thank you.
Thank you.